How cold is too cold for winter wheat? As frigid Arctic air descended into Kansas 2 weeks ago, that question, along with single-digit temperatures and below-zero wind chills, made Kansas farmers shiver. The answer depends on plant development before the freeze and environmental factors during the event. According to Romolo Lulato, a wheat production specialist with K-State Research and Extension, this year is a tale of two crops that had the potential to handle the freeze quite differently. Early planted fields, which often have too much biomass heading into a freeze, actually had developed cold hardiness and have the best yield potential for this year's harvest thus far. In contrast, the late planted crops suffered from a lack of moisture in the fall and did not have sufficient plant development to withstand the extreme cold. Overall, this plant development, combined with specific environmental factors, is going to dictate the extent of damage from the freeze. Air temperature and snow are just two of the environmental factors that affect the extent of winter kill damage. A well-tillered wheat field is better equipped to handle extreme cold, but a less developed crop is more sensitive to air temperature and cannot withstand as cold of temperatures. The more telling temperature measurement, however, is under the soil surface. Soil temperatures in the single digits can cause winter kill, which did happen in various locations around the state. A recent K-State Agronomy e-update said while average soil temperatures in the February 10th through the 27th period were usually above 20 degrees Fahrenheit, the lowest soil temperatures dropped to 5 to 14 degrees Fahrenheit. Soil temperatures in the low teens or single digits occurred mostly in northwest Kansas, but were also present in parts of southwest and central Kansas. Not all hope was lost. Soil moisture content and snow cover help buffer low air temperatures. Dry conditions and dry, lightweight snow do dampen this buffering effect. However, while wheat fields in central Kansas received practically no snow, many areas in the growing region received 1 to 2 inches, with the furthermost northern and southern borders receiving up to 4 inches. One less chilly weather factor was that the regions that received the most snow had the lowest minimal soil temperature, meaning the most vulnerable wheat theoretically had more protection from the extreme cold. Lulato said usually 1 to 2 inches of snow is the minimal amount that will provide a good buffer against cold temperatures, but it got so cold that this effect may not have been sufficient. No one knows the immediate impact of this cold weather. The potential for winter kill in the Kansas wheat crop, especially fields that emerged late, is a cold hard truth. Farmers will need to monitor the crop as spring development starts and wheat fields green up. Winter kill may be immediately apparent, or injured wheat may green up and then regress. When spring development starts, farmers should check for new leaf growth and evaluate the health of the crown. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.